This is the best tea in the city on Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.
Let's have this conversation. Who makes life difficult? Makoti or the family? 19 minutes after 9 and we're talking about ki makoti or ki family. We're heading for the festive season right now, and what's going to happen? We're going to be all in one, spending time together as a family. Christmas lunch right now is a big problem because makoti is on some yo. Sounds like an old family. Family on the other side, they're like, yo, makoti transatl. Who makes life difficult? Kimakoti? Or give family? It is car 959, we're on the street, we're on the air. Kimakoti or give family? Mpofane, munna wako polokwan. RIT, my late mom had a hectic time from my father's family. So she protected and loved Bomakuti Bahai. Even after the two of my brothers passed on, she told us that their wives can choose to move on or not. It's up to them. So from her own experience, she chose a different route. We know for sure that there's this war or battle between Makoti and the in-laws. And most of the time, we tend to look at Makoti and say, yeah, again. We hardly say, but hold on, family. Even from the moment you start discussing Bolo Bola, you think you have power over her. You think like Okaroto Piloko bus stop, like somebody said. But this is the woman that your son chose, okay, to bring and love and so on. So, yes, sometimes kimakuti nje unaldi issues ta high, maybe but our controller, I don't know. The other maybe ki family nje just feel who right king, and not family as an entirety. There are some culprits in the family who just wants to run things. Hence the question, like, but who? And talk from your experience, talk from your observation, don't generalize, because the real issue, and that why we're asking this, we might find a solution. I don't know. Maybe. Or we might just be able to help you vent as makoti, or help you vent as family before festive. Right now, you're not even thinking. You're actually thinking, maybe we shouldn't even. Maybe the president might just close the country so that we can just isolate wherever we may be than to face each other as makoti or as family. Hence the question, who makes life difficult? Makoti or the family? In your experience, who? When last did you hear Andile Awutiyo? I get again now shedding about your family. How about your family? Familia ing. Hum na tali jol. That. And then you get married.
I'm not even going there. But after I felt like without Nyala, I changed. So, I don't know what again.
Maybe you are a sister in law to Makoti, as in your brother married her and your mother is the problem. Would you tell me?
3 teaspoons on the best tea in the city.
Now, let me give you 3 teaspoons on ki Makoti or ki family. And I'm going to take the side, yeah, the family. But hear me out. These are the 3 teaspoons on when makoti is difficult or makes life difficult. These are the 3 only occasions I can think about. One, when she wants everyone to listen to her. Makoti, but everybody mamela wena fail. Huh? So whenever, let's say, there's triple M, Muketi, Mafu, Manyalo, you always want to be the one to tell everyone what to do. And when they don't listen, you sulk or you throw your toys. 2, when makoti makes life difficult is you have made your husband stop helping back at home. So when you met him, you loved how he was family orientated and how he was assisting at home financially. That really made you like him even more. You didn't mind it. But the minute you got married, I get about it, now you are eloped and you're going to start your own family. They were like, aha, kasker, wakata. Yes, he agrees and he knows he must take care of now his immediate family, which is you and your kids. But he still needs to help out at home. So instead of seeing this as a miscalculated move on your part, you make it seem as though your in-laws just don't like you. The last teaspoon and the third teaspoons on when Makoti makes life difficult. You have double standards. What you do for your family, you do not do for your in-laws. Therefore, causing a rift between the two families. And most of all, causing a division between you and your husband when it comes to families. Those are the only three. Is there more? Is there more? Ke family or ke makoti? The question I asked today is based on observation. What are you going to tell me? But what have you observed?
Uncle T.
Oh, okay. Kuluma ngilalela.
But what I've observed, okay, and the reason why I believe in marriage,
yeah,
is that in my family, it's bomakoti, they're treated very nicely, even better than us in most cases, actually.
Is it?
Yeah. Oh. And then down the line, I find that they kind of take advantage of those relationships, you know,
okay,
and things start turning sour, you know, in those relations between the family. And because now this person has, you know, felt so comfortable and so part of the family that, you know, there's nothing that you can tell them anymore. You know, you know, the rules are kind of blurred. And, you know, also because, you know, everyone in the family is always so welcoming, which you must never feel. Because I know with my mom, for example, my mom with my sister-in-law, she was like, if you see them sitting down, so when people then start to take advantage of the kindness and the goodness, then I feel like the relations kind of go sour.
Yeah, it tilts.
So for me personally, I just have this thing. People will be people. It's not a makoti versus in-law thing. It's always just a personality thing. Because I've seen these relationships work out just fine as long as you treat the person like a member of your family.
JJ?
My observations, I haven't been around a lot of in-law situations, only so at events, right?
Yeah.
So I know with the people I'm close to, they stay away from in-laws. So when it's Christmas, they're like, no, yes, go to your family.
Yes. And that's why we're asking the question today, by the way.
Because they don't want the whole, I don't know, family dynamics feeling left out. You know, some family members will make you feel left out.
Or make you feel terrible for being there.
Of course.
Yes. Yeah. So sometimes then it depends on the kind of relationship you have with your partner. Because one of my friends that's married, her partner is always telling the family that, no, not with my person.
Yes.
No, you do this for yourself. So he
Which is the question
her.
We asked in the second hour. Maybe we're busy saying, ke makoti or ke family, when in actual fact, ke husband. Because the solution, the common denominator here is the guy. He can set the tone.
Ken, a husband. Well, I don't even know why you're asking. Ken. Ki husband. It's always the husband. Always wrong. Ki husband.
Does this scare
when
you,
in
though?
Doubt,
does this husband. Scare you, though?
It
I'm,
does.
I'm asking you as a single woman, maybe who still wants to get married. Does it?
Oscar, maybe.
Oh, sorry.
Wait. Yeah. It scares me. It scares me.
Wait, what part scares you?
The fact that
the
I can
dynamics.
Be walking into a family where either my husband would not be able to protect me, and also then I'm seen as the element that makes him have to choose between a family he's known for his entire life
and you
and me, you know. So how do you make a person choose between those two? Because yes, we are establishing a new family,
but
it has to happen within already existing family dynamic.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's scary, hey.
Mm-hmm. When in doubt, but it's the husband that's wrong.
No, I'm just
confused.
Leave it out. When in doubt,
it's the husband.
It is Omale, Bad Influence. Hello, Makoti.
Makoti Gabankal. Hold up.
I'm preparing you.
For?
Him.
Gotta be very clear. What we put out into the universe.
Which one? Yes?
Huh? Hi, Bertie, you and Jen.
Can someone make a t-shirt out of this, huh?
That's my new business venture, don't do that.
Huh?
Andy McCondwan. From your observation,
mm-hmm. It's definitely the family. And you know what? My biggest fear is that, you know, for my young nieces and nephews, particularly from my younger brother's children, yeah, we're going to be the dad side of the family. And you know,
yes,
like,
yeah.
So I'm being very conscious in terms,
yes,
of how I treat my brother's girlfriend, and also just to make sure there's a line, but also that there's cordialness and.
Did mom share her experiences with you?
She didn't, but it was my dad who actually shared the experiences, because my dad was the one who,
okay,
fought the fight and was like,
oh, wonderful,
you guys can go to dust for my wife. It's definitely the family. No.
Listen,
for real.
But what I'm saying is the common denominator.
Yes.
The center that, yes, holds here. It's him.
Yes. And the thing is, for me, I would want my person to fight for me.
Yeah.
Because you chose me for a reason.
Why,
you know your family.
Why do you need to be fought for?
I got along because it's your family. You know how to, because you're the one who needs to set the boundary. Because,
yeah,
once he sets the boundary, then they follow suit.
Yeah.
Hopefully, hi husband, any day, just call me. My DMs are open, by the way. Out there. Now that we're here, in case you didn't
between
know.
1 and 2, it is the gospel soul inspired,
yes,
hour, and now we're building up to, of course, the,
yes,
soul inspired concert powered by Spa, which will be virtual the 5th of December,
literally less than 2 weeks away.
Oh yeah,
yeah, I'm excited for that.
Take the last sip. Call us now on
086-000-959. One moment is comfortable. Bag a look to him down around at you. Will I see you to be? Yeah, Shobrachi. Catalia Lamelot.
All Yvonne.
Hi.
I'm tempted to say chaka chaka.
I've been called that a lot of times.
It suits you.
Thank you. How are you, Kaya FM?
Kaya 959.
Yes, you know, I've never been on radio before. Like,
hey!
Welcome. No, don't worry. I've been on radio as a DJ, but not on radio as a listener calling through.
Oh,
I'm so excited.
We love that. Excited. Thank you. So, my body or family?
Family.
Why?
And can I give you my reason? Because I've,
yes,
gone through it and I'm seeing it even now.
Okay.
We don't train our kids for marriage. We train them for the wedding day. And then on,
wow,
the marriage day or before the marriage day, we sit down the girl and tell her what to do, what is expected of her. We never say anything to the son, nothing.
Yes.
And then poor girl walks into a family,
yes,
and now has to make things happen. And obviously, because you are not trained for a marriage, well, thank God some of us go to a church and,
mm-hmm,
we have this whole marriage counseling before and,
yes,
everything. But because you're not trained for it, you don't understand how to separate. You're no longer someone's son only, but you're also a husband, sometimes even a father, because,
mm-hmm,
by the time you get married, you are a parent.
Yes.
So, but I expect certain things that you are doing, forgetting which you've got your own family. Be it financially, be it emotionally,
yeah, yeah,
be it physically, it's expected. And the expectation is, it's back also, which is another family that you are responsible for.
Yvonne.
Which is now your family.
Yvonne, yes, when is it Makoti's fault?
Umakoti, most of the time, is when, instead of sitting down with Uhadi and talking it through, she will go and engage even the in-laws, especially like Mamazala. And sometimes, because she's bottled up a lot,
yeah,
by the,
yeah,
time it comes out,
it's wrong. Yeah.
Sheipuma Ibloa. And then it's like, I respect you, disrespectful. How could she? Not understanding where did it come from.
Oh, yeah.
And also, you can't change abantu indlela abaphila ngayo. If you marry someone umaziyo ukuthi ama values enu ayafana. I cannot now go and choose someone who uyashaba, uyenza all these things, if mina wanna live the Christian route and not do those things, and then expect them with, can I bang accept the doing a coin? There is certain things when I know muntu akufanele nizwane gizo. before nishada so that you understand what you know what magazine is yahlaba siyaphahla you okay with it sometimes magic is an attitude you with ini ngeke bangitshele manela la bazuzwa ngami and we have that happening.
Oh yeah, Yvonne, thank you so much for that, appreciate it.
For me, if there's one principle that I've learned, when I get married, we're not bringing two families together, we are starting our own. That's one. Two, it's my wife, yeah. my wife yeah. My mother, it's my wife, then my mother. So for me, I think Machi Itanje must put their wives first.
Thank you, Patsy.
Nice one, I like that.
Our problem is especially family is the problem. Family ke problem me khurote blind. Or was an aldaba tsa ba tlhokeng. Thola se ba go botsa re e bona wa para dicepetsa no para marogo mo pilama. Ha e batle bona le leng yo.
Ke motho wa gago morata ka sechwe. Sophie.
Hi Sibo, how are you?
I am good, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. There's one thing I've learned from my mom. Ka bo makoti ba hai. And even my brothers too, ne? And my mom used to say to them, "Bona, mtanam, umakoto ako aksu umakoti la mtanam u eta mandomba zanenwa. Mifunut man etukshata nhambe no tuelinda weye nyokshala. Angkumbule, nyumkumbule. Angfuni, amandomba zanoma interferinda benzako nomgako. Nam ngogwam, mtandu kuti gube that relationship leyo ekona. And the table got us a kaya, fortunately enough, the bam tando mamam. May her soul rest in peace, mamam. The bam tanda umamam, like nobody's business. It's only one, and then the news and mention or mention, enjoying her to Pumendelin. But when time goes by before my mom passed away, was we saw one would say, the sister learned when they were the mamma's alawam law, owns a little daughter, she's a foot mother.
Nice one. Alright.
Mina, because Gamama Zala, I've lost everything. I've lost my children. I lost the love of my life. I went into deep depression. I family amosha mfowethu yezwa.
Oh, bana Robert, yaskis. Thokozan.
Thathi, sir.
I'm great. I'll take a bit the last thing.
So, let me start by saying the first principle for me, or philosophy, was that the success of my marriage will not be on condition that my mom loves or affects my wife. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So and that's the condition, that a principle that I've always maintained my marriage, right?
Mm.
So I'll try to directly answer your question between who is the rock between Mama Zara and
who makes life difficult, yeah.
In my situation, right, it was my mom, you know.
Mm.
And I mean I've said it to her, I've stayed down with her. And that's what I said to you earlier on. That's what I said to you. And I said to you that it does not change our relationship, Nana. I'm still a son.
Yes.
I'll always support her as a son.
Yes.
You know, and that's literally what I said to you. Mm. It's not going to change our relationship, right? I understand Guti, he's got an issue with my wife, okay?
Mm.
It's fine, you know? And I said, keep the distance. I'm happy.
So you set the record straight. You set the boundaries.
Yes. Because you know what it was? And I actually set them down, both of them. Né? I said, Belinda, I'm not going to, if you guys don't like each other, right, I'm not going to be the bridge. Okay, if you guys don't find each other, right, I'm not going to be the bridge. But what I'm not going to allow is to be pulled in both directions.
Ach.
And it was, I said to both of them, we're sitting down, to both of them, on their faces.
Yeah, feel like I'm Linda, but
people need to keep, well, I love my mother, Tibbs, right?
Yeah,
I am
why
I am because of my mother, right? And I said to them, because it's so unhealthy, please keep a distance, unfortunately. And that's how it is, right? Agliwa, okay? Agliwa, Tibbs, you think of each other, but there is no that closeness, and I'm happy with it.
Because you are at peace.
Yeah.
Yakubonga Melt.
The best tea in the city. Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to midday on Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.